This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can I just tell you, I love doing this podcast. I love handing out baseballs and boring stickers. I love having the conversation. I love following a season. I love all the storylines. I love the personalities. I love the entertainment. I love the fact that we're almost into September and we have so much defined drama already set up for the postseason. It's so awesome. And now we're getting records broken like that home run, Cal Raleigh's home run, the 48th and 49th home run that he hit to break Salvador Perez's record for most home runs by a catcher, Aaron Goldsmith, with the call. Excellent call by Aaron once again. Excellent home run. What a season Cal Raleigh's having. Unbelievable. And speaking of seasons, Sunday was another example of some of these people who may or may not be on your radar are having insanely good years. But we want to put them on your radar. We want to talk to them. We want to continue the conversation because we're going to look back in 2025 and be like, holy mackerel, that was an incredible, incredible feat. That was an incredible season. Trevor Rogers of the Orioles, that might be one of the most underplayed stories of all because out of nowhere, he's had 13 starts now and a 1.40 ERA in those starts for the Orioles. Paul Skeens, all right, everybody knows Paul Skeens, you get it. But every once in a while, you have to stop and understand how historic this guy is. And what's amazing to me about Skeens is that everybody was saying, this is the guy who's going to come up and be great. This is all the hype. This is the next big thing. And so many times we've seen that or heard that, and initially it's not the case, especially for the extended period that we're talking about now. But here's Skeens. He's landed at 50 starts with the second best ERA of all time through 50 starts with a 2.02 ERA. Only Vita Blue is better. And by the way, Vita Blue, me and my brother used to send out baseball cards, mail baseball cards to clubhouses to get autographs. And Vita Blue was the first one that we got back. I think my brother got it back. So got it back signed. I mean, I just assumed Vita Blue signed it, but it was, you know, you'd run out to the mailbox. It was a really cool thing. Another friend of the program, Dalton Rushing, also had his signature moment. Three-run homer, helped the Dodgers finally beat the Padres, avoid that sweep in San Diego. And, you know, we talk about the drama and we talk about the big weekend series and everything else. All eyes were sort of on, I think, the Bronx, not only because of George Costanza bobblehead doll, but because it was a big series. And the Red Sox obviously take the first three, and then, boom, Sunday comes along. No sweep. Yankees win. Push the panic back just a bit. Well, I love going to watch these games at Yankee Stadium. It's always spicy. But always, I'll tell you what, I've had some great conversations with a lot of the Yankees. I really appreciate them. You know, it used to be like, oh, well, they're buttoned up and maybe not interesting and sort of the microcosm of Aaron Judge was, which is a professional guy. But I've found a lot of good personalities, a lot of great conversations. You know, Luke Weaver is one of our favorites. And this time, you know, I caught up with a couple other guys, and I thought that it was really, really great to do that, boots on the ground in New York. All right, well, so I'm going to give you two conversations that I had in New York at Yankee Stadium to kick off the week here. I think you'll enjoy both of them. The first one is with BIB regular Lucas Giolito. So I wanted to start the conversation, talk to him about what he had said to us in the offseason, or I think last fall, where he's like, you know, the postseason is just awesome. It's just awesome. Effing awesome. So I'm getting him fired up because the postseason is right around the corner. Red Sox, obviously, with Seattle, New York, all bunched up in the wild card. Three up. Well, the Red Sox are, I believe, 3.5 up on Kansas City now for the final wild card. Now, it started by getting him fired about the postseason. Then it morphed into something else about the clubhouse, about the dynamic. And when we say the dynamic in the clubhouse, I love talking about clubhouses, but what you hear from Giolito is something that suggests that the Red Sox have a very unique dynamic in that clubhouse right now. But you be the judge, all right? You be the judge. I thought he was great talking about it. And as you said, I suspect that we're going to be talking to Lucas quite a bit as we go down the stretch drive here. But after the Giolito conversation, I'm going to give you Devin Williams. Devin Williams, of course, the Yankees reliever. And the whole thing is about his very, very unique pitch, the airbender changeup. I've been wanting to talk to Devin about this specific thing for a long, long time, and I know he's talked about it, but still, it's worth talking about specifically because of what he's doing right now. But listen, before we get to the sit-down with the Yankees reliever, who we talk about what he's doing right now, just a reminder, after Sunday night, last 2 weeks, Devin Williams, no earned runs, 2 hits, 1 walk, 15 strikeouts in 6 1/3 innings. Before we get to Devin, though, let's get to Lucas. All right, here you go. Here's Lucas Giolito.
You got it. There's no human being in the universe, on the planet, certainly in the Bronx area, that I'd rather be talking to right now than Lucas Giolito.
I don't know about that.
You stayed up all night. Like, how can I respond to that in a witty way?
No, I. You didn't want to talk to me about 5-10 minutes ago.
I did want to talk to you about.
Nope.
My kids have got to eat.
You sent me packing.
No, I canceled a very highly rated radio appearance in another country to push this, to make sure this happened. I don't want to take up a lot of your time.
What do we got today?
We got the funny thing. I like how you do that. We got today, I'm fascinated. You had a great clip, which we'll play approximately 50,000 times between now and October, of you saying the playoffs are fucking awesome, right?
Yeah.
And I think that now, like, it's a good time to, like, sort of say, okay, why is that? Does that feel that way? Do you remember? Do you forget sometimes when you're going through spring training and you're going through entire year how just awesome it is and the feeling of it? Because late August, now, it's nut crunching time. So do you feel that? Are you like, it's been a couple of years now since you actually could live that life. Are you like, okay, is it? Can you feel that again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting. I don't have a ton of playoff experience. Two playoffs and out in the first series.
Well, and in a suite.
Oh, watching. Yeah, yeah. The environment's great, yeah. Whether you're watching or participating. So I look forward to it, man. You know, we got to keep playing good baseball. So that's first and foremost, staying present and playing good baseball today and tomorrow and the next day, so that we're in a good position to be in the playoffs. But yeah, the environment itself is electric. It's a ton of fun. And I think doing it with this team, especially the Red Sox, like with the fan base, and we got Fenway Park, and you know the history there makes it more special.
Is it a lesson? What lessons can you impart on people who have not gone through it before? Like you said, you've only been, but you've still been gone through it. There's a lot of guys in the world that have not gone through it. What lessons can you impart?
Like other players?
Yeah.
I'd say you have to enjoy it and appreciate it, but at the same time, you're playing the same game we've been playing all year. There's not much difference other than the manager might have a quicker hook.
Yeah.
You know, the strategy of the game might be a little bit more, tight.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you should play tight.
Yeah.
You know, you got to play your game. You got to stay loose, relax, have fun, and enjoy it.
Easier said than done.
Easier said than done, for sure.
Did you realize that? I mean, the first time that when you went through it before, I'm sure someone said, hey, just all the things that you said.
Yeah. It was also different because it was during COVID.
Yeah.
So what we lost was the environment aspect.
Okay.
It was a weird, we were in Oakland in playoffs, 3-game playoff, wild card, and, you know, you're in a giant empty stadium, and so it was a little different of a feel. I got a true taste of playoffs, I think it was the next year, and, you know, we had the fans back and everything, and it's like, oh,
in Houston, right?
Houston was rocking.
Yeah, yeah.
In Chicago, we had the blackout game, it was rocking.
Yeah.
Really, really cool memories there.
And then, so I remember, so going back to that 2020, you had guys like Crochet, like he had just been drafted that year, right?
Yeah.
He was a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, could you, that's another part of this, is that you have guys, where you have guys that you're going to lean on, who, forget about not playing in the postseason, they've barely played in the major leagues.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it was, again, that was different, but still.
Yeah, so that's all the more reason to, like, really just kind of hammer that point of, like, hey, man, play the same game we've been playing all year.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to ask more of Roman Anthony in the playoffs. Yeah. Just go be Roman Anthony and have fun. We don't need more of Garrett, you know, more from Garrett Crochet in the playoffs. Just go be Garrett, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the thing is, like, have fun, enjoy the moment, enjoy the ride, because the playoffs is freaking awesome, but at the same time, just have fun playing our game.
I heard you say, because I was eavesdropping, say that you, a lot of guys in this clubhouse, that you have a lot of guys who, like, observe stuff. I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which I think is also important when you get to this time of year. Because you've, like, gone through the cycle of the machines and the analytics and the everything else. Mm-hmm. But to have a teammates who can observe stuff is probably, like, how does this rate compared to other teams that you've been on in that respect?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the best I've been around as far as, like, guys helping each other out. Bregman is a real treasure in that aspect.
Yeah.
You know, he comes to me after my game last night, and he's like, hey, you're doing this out of the windup. I think they had your changeup.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. Like, let's work on that. So, just to have, it's like you feel that extra layer of support that you feel, it's not like you go out there as a pitcher and you're on an island, because we are. Like, when we go out there, we're on our little island, our hill, and, you know, we're responsible for a lot of what happens on the defensive side of the ball. So it can get a little bit lonely sometimes. And you know how it is in a clubhouse. You've been around long enough that, you know, usually the closer friendships, starters are close, relievers are close,
position players
are close. Here, it's like everyone's helping each other in all sorts of different ways, and it just helps create that more cohesive team environment. When I'm out there, not only do I know that these guys are giving it their all to make plays for me, but they're looking and seeing, like, oh, is Lucas giving his changeup away?
Right.
You know, I got to let him know.
Yeah.
It's really great.
That's a new dynamic for you.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Really?
Yeah.
When did that start, early on?
Yes, as soon as Bregman got here. He's like the catalyst. He's great. He's great with it.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's great. Nobody in the media, no one in the press box said, man, you missed that comma. Like,
miss that what?
Comma.
Oh, yeah, no.
No.
Yeah, you guys are all on
very
your own.
Selfish. Yeah. Well, so the last thing is that as we sit here right now, before we get into September, what is the thing that you're looking forward to the most in terms of enjoying the entire process? That's a big, broad question. The changing of the leaves, I mean, like... What is the thing that you're looking forward to the most?
Because just being with these guys, man.
Okay,
it's so fun. We have a great group. Yep, you know, we got younger guys, older guys. We all get along, and we have our jokes, and just kind of going on this ride together.
See, that's a good one, though.
Yeah,
because if you get a lot of times, you get 6 months in, you're like, I don't want to go on this ride anymore.
Yeah, no, this is a special and fun place to be right now. So, yeah, just trying to enjoy every moment.
All right. Well, by the way, I saw the Cowboys documentary.
Okay, cool. I haven't.
Okay, we'll reconvene.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. There's a lot of stuff to pick through.
Cool.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks.
As I said, I suspect we'll be talking with Lucas some more in the coming weeks as we march through crunch time. But that's a pretty good primer for what's ahead. Getting you excited for nut crunching time when it comes to the postseason. All right, now it's time to continue the education, the information, the insight, the entertainment, with a focus on perhaps the single most unique pitch in all of baseball, Devin Williams' changeup. So, to get an understanding of what we're dealing here, I'm going to bring back a clip from Brian Bannister, White Sox pitching guru Brian Bannister, who we love talking about individual pitches with. And he's going to be talking very specifically about Devin Williams' changeup / airbender. Here's Brian.
We've been able to recreate a lot of the characteristics of a screwball without really trying to get into the heavy arm action that it requires, which is essentially a backwards curveball. We've been able to recreate most of the movement just through a change of grip with added seam movement. And I think that's where most of the industry has gone, which is why it's still an outlier pitch.
So you had mentioned Devin Williams as we're taping this right now. This news just came down that he was traded to the Yankees. I always love talking to you. I remember we did sort of, okay, give me your top five most unique pitches. And, you know, this is going back, you know, Craig Kimbrell's curveball. And Devin Williams has to be up there in terms of what he delivers with that changeup. I'm really fascinated to get your sort of take on him. And if you want, you integrate Luke Weaver too, because I think that these are two guys who, if you look at the Yankees bullpen now, it's, man, that's tough, but it's because of unique pitches, isn't it?
Yeah, with all the velo in the game, the outlier pitches are able to stand out from the crowd. And, you know, with these hit batting machines that can recreate any pitch, hitters are getting better at the sweepers and the typical offerings from a pitcher. So when somebody can throw something totally unique from everybody else, and I've only had in all my coaching years, one other pitcher capable of spinning a changeup the way that Devin Williams does, kind of 3,000 RPMs in the wrong direction. Because most of the time in the draft or in trade scenarios, you get a pitcher that can really spin the ball, curveball. It's pretty unique and you're highly valued. But almost always the case is when you throw a changeup, spin rate goes down. So if your fastball is at 2,400, your changeup's going to be at 2,000. So you almost see a drop off in changeups typically. So when somebody has a big jump in changeup spin, it really shows a unique talent with their ability to pronate through their wrists and fingers. And you just can't teach it as a coach. So the player either has that inherent capability, which makes him a unicorn, or he doesn't.
How's he do it? I mean, I know that's a simple question, but when you break down a Devin Williams, is this an arm flexibility? Is the way that his body's built? I don't know. Like, we all have the slow motion cameras now, and we can break this down to like we never have before. So for your perspective, how's he do it?
It's really range of motion at the wrist and just inherent spin talent. Some guys can just spin the ball. It's their elastic tissue. It's just springy and they spin it. And so the ability to do it inversely in the opposite direction is just insanely wild. I've literally seen two pitchers in all my years that could do it. And
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And it's really a fascinating pitch. And it, to me, it's the modern day screwball.
Who's the other one?
He's actually a high school pitcher down at IMG Academy. I've done lessons with him, and it's fascinating to watch.
Really?
He's going to be a name. Yeah, it's fun to watch him throw it. And it's the closest to Devin Williams I've ever seen.
We can't keep, is his name secret? I mean, do we want
to keep it a secret for now? But
All
right. Keep an eye out for righties down at IMG Academy.
All right, now you sort of got the idea of what you're talking about. If you want to understand Devin Williams and what that pitch has meant, let's go to Williams' Baseball Savant page. You'll get an idea that this recent run of his is not probably an aberration. 97 this year, 97th percentile whiff rate, 98th percentile chase rate, 96th percentile K rate, 99th percentile extension. He throws this pitch 52% of the time, and for good reason. Last year, hitters hit just 162 off of it. The year before, they hit just 097 off of it. This year, now you're starting to get in the groove with it. This might be one of the most important pitches that a team has heading into the postseason, then through the postseason. It's the type of pitch. It's our favorite type of pitch. My favorite type of pitch. It's the, here comes this pitch. Good luck trying to hit it. All right, that's why we want to talk to him about it. All right.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. Take a flyer on the MVP race. Me, personally, why can't it be Josh Allen once again? Or crown your champion in August. And man, I'm going back to the Buffalo Bills. Why can't Buffalo get over the hump or parlay your division winner dark horses? Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now, because Futures Day day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 plus and present in select states for Kansas in affiliation with Kansas Star Casino, or 18 plus and present in D.C., Kentucky, or Wyoming. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, or visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Again, we appreciate everybody. At BB isn't boring. At BB isn't boring. Going to be a great week. Was a great weekend. It's going to be a great month already. It's going to be a great stretch drive all the way to the regular or postseason. All right. Remember, at BB isn't boring. Yes, Devin Williams.
All right. There's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to right now than Devin Williams. So thanks for joining me.
Absolutely.
So we talked a little bit about your pitch, and I talked to you, and I kind of forgot about what Brian Bannister had told me about how unique it was. It's so unique that he only knew of one other person that threw it, and that was some kid in Florida in high school. But the evolution of it, I think, is still fascinating, and the fact that, really no one else has been able to master it like you is another thing. So I guess what the first question is how did, what was the evolution of it, and how did that come about?
Well, I mean, my changeup originally started as, you know, something I was just doing in the backyard, like playing catch with my friends and, you know, seeing if I could get it to, I mean, it almost breaks kind of like a curveball, but I guess it would be like a lefty curveball because it runs to the arm side. But yeah, that was just like how I kind of developed my changeup growing up. And then I really didn't tweak it until 2019 spring training. Mm-hmm. I started throwing it on a four-seam grip instead of a two-seam grip, and I was getting more action that way. And then during COVID, before the season started in 2020, I slowed it down even more and kind of focused more on spinning it versus like trying to throw it hard with a little fade, and so, you know, kind of leaned into the movement aspect versus the speed.
So when you do that, it's, you know, it's great to evolve, but it's also the leap of faith to do it. When you start doing it, when you start slowing it down, did you see the reactions, whatever hitters you were throwing, did you see the reaction right away? I'm like, oh, shit, this is something.
I mean, originally I was throwing it against college kids and,
yeah,
and this, know, minor the leaguers looking the for COVID, a bat, yeah, staying
yeah,
COVID.
Yeah.
It was when I started doing that, you know, just kind of playing around with it and, you know, seeing what kind of swings guys were taking. Obviously, initially it was really good, and but you don't really know if that's real, you know, against those caliber hitters. But yeah, it wasn't until summer camp where I'm facing big leaguers and they're saying the same thing.
You're like, this is going to play, right?
Those kids were telling me.
Were they saying that? Or that's the thing where the hitters were saying, oh, shit, like, this is, wow, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know? No, I remember Jed Jerko specifically was like, I don't know what the hell that is, but just keep throwing that.
When someone says that, it's usually a good thing, right?
Yeah. So we leaned into it, and here we are.
Then you start getting on the run of throwing it, and do people say, you know, what is that? Like, what? Because it is unique, right? Mm-hmm. And whether it's coaches, whether it's players, whether it's opponents, do they're like, oh, that's different? Because there's not a lot of, you know, this is why I find this fascinating, because in our world, you know, if someone throws a sweeper, there's 50 million people throwing sweepers the next day.
Yeah.
We're still looking for the next guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like everyone always wants to come and ask me for the grip, or, you know, and it's about as standard as a changeup grip as you can have. You know, it's a circle changeup grip. I just pronate it more than most guys.
Is it because physically your arm is able to do that?
I think that plays a factor for sure.
Yeah.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, Dad. How are you doing?
Good to see you.
All right. Yeah, you too. I think, you know, the way that my body is able to move, my arm slot, all those things play a factor for sure.
And when the machines look at you, like now we have slow motion cameras and all this stuff. When you got it, as we saw more and more of that, were you like, oh, that's interesting? In other words, were you able to find out anything about this pitch over the last few years with all the advanced technology?
It came about before I really started using the TrackMan or anything, paying attention to that. And now I know there's like a range where I want it to be, you know, horizontally and vertically, like, there's a target zone there, you know, to be consistent with it. Really, that's what I use it for now, you know, just to make sure it's doing what
you know the number,
I
you know, okay,
do.
I want to hear the numbers, I want here and hit there and there. Right?
Yeah, and you can, you know, it's not just based off of feel anymore. You can, there's a computer that tells this is exactly the measurements of the movement of your pitch, you know what I mean? So you can be pretty precise with it. But yeah, I mean, I didn't use that stuff. That it was just like the eye test, you know, for me when I was developing it. But
it's hitters' reactions. Like that's the best analytic, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, even you know, metrics don't tell you everything.
Yeah.
You can say a pitch is supposed to be bad, but then this guy gets a lot of swings and misses on it, so obviously it's not bad.
Yeah. Can you tell when you throw it, when you're like in the mode of throwing good ones and bad ones, like without seeing any of that stuff? I mean, even without a hitter.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a curveball. Like, if you snap off a good one, you're like, that was a really good one.
Yeah.
And but if you get in a spinner and you know that it was just a spinner.
Yeah, if you get in like a prolonged stretch of being really, really good with it, I'm like, okay, I'm nailing this. Or then you aren't getting the hitter's reaction. You're like, oh, I can feel that I'm not doing this little thing with it. Does that make sense?
I mean, there's definitely times where it feels, I've felt off, you know, and the results were still good, but it was like I'm still chasing that feeling.
It's like any pitch, I guess, or right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd say for the first month of 23, like I felt like my changeup was off the first month, 2 months, honestly. But we were getting good results still, but I just was like, I don't know, something's wrong right now, you know.
But you fixed it.
Yeah. Yeah. 23 was a pretty solid year.
Yeah, yeah. And just the last thing is, like, I come back to it. It's cool, man. Like, I talked to Brett Honeywell last year. He throws screwball, right? Which is, there's some similarities, I guess. But
yeah.
he throws a screwball, and he's like, I've been telling people, you got to throw, you bring back the screwball because no one throws it.
Yeah.
I mean, to have a unique pitch in this day and age, what I'm saying is I'm building you up. I'm like, congratulations on this.
I mean, whether it's a pitch or your delivery, I think being unique as a pitcher in this game and being as, you know, far from the norm as you can is a good thing. Because it's just guys get comfortable with seeing the same type of stuff over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, you know, give them a different angle or, you know, more vert or whatever it is, whatever makes you different, I think that that's always a good thing, you know. It's like Tim Hill, for instance.
Yeah.
He most of the time he throws a sinker. I think he's probably about 90%, maybe higher. But it's just different. It's funky, you know. People don't see that, and it's really effective.
Or like Tommy Conley, like last year, I mean, threw 50 straight changeups.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different kind of changeup. But when you throw a 50 straight or something, it's like,
yeah,
here it comes.
Yeah. I don't know. I was watching that, and I personally watching that, I was like, oh, he's got to throw a fastball here. Oh, he's got to throw a fastball here. He's going to throw one here. And then he never did. I felt like that was what the hitter's mindset was that whole time. Like, they're just like, oh, no, this one's going to be a fastball. Okay, this next one's going to be a fastball.
You would be bold, man. Like, you would be bold.
Yeah, you get to a certain point and they're just tricking themselves.
What's the most in a row you've thrown, do you think?
I don't know. I would say it's probably under 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, I mean, there's times where like 4 or 5 in a row and then I'm like, I need to throw a fastball here, you know?
Yeah.
But it's all situational,
you know,
depending on the hitter and the situation in the game.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin.
see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.